Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning of more economic pain ahead for both families and businesses. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Yellen met with President Biden today to discuss the ongoing threat to the economy posed by the coronavirus pandemic.
Nervous consumers dialed back their spending last month as COVID-19 cases rose. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says without more help from the government, more businesses are likely to fail and more families will struggle to keep food on the table and a roof over their heads.
We need to act now, and the benefits of acting now and acting big will far outweigh the costs in the long run.
New figures out from the Commerce Department show personal income actually rose last month, thanks in part to increased unemployment benefits. Millions of people are now relying on extended jobless aid, which is set to expire in mid-March. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Biden administration has announced it intends to take creative steps to get broader public support for its $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. That's as attempts to strike a deal with Republicans have led to concerns about further delays in getting that additional help to the economy. Biden, accompanied by his newly appointed Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen today, said the cost of doing too little is much greater than the cost of doing and spending too much. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki today said Biden realizes the importance of speaking directly to the American people about his plans for the economy. The Army is launching a criminal investigation after 11 Fort Bliss soldiers were hospitalized with antifreeze poisoning. KTEP's Angela Kacherga reports from El Paso.
The 11 soldiers required medical attention after drinking what they thought was an alcoholic beverage. It contained antifreeze. The soldiers were sickened Thursday at the end of a training exercise. Two remain in intensive care. Colonel Shauna Scully is deputy commander of medical services at William Beaumont Army Medical Center.
Thankfully, all 11 soldiers who were admitted to our facility, two in critical condition and the rest in guarded condition, have shown signs of significant improvement overnight.
Antifreeze causes kidney damage and in high doses can lead to death. The Army has launched a criminal investigation into the poisonings. I'm Angela Kocherga in El Paso.
U.S. consumers closed their pocketbook slightly last month, notwithstanding the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Commerce Department reporting that consumer spending fell 0.2%, the second straight monthly decline. It's just the latest sign consumer spending, which drives roughly 2/3 of overall U.S. economic activity, has been affected by the coronavirus pandemic. Since making a brief bounce back last spring, it's barely grown as the pandemic has continued to worsen. Stocks ended a rough week on Wall Street, down sharply. The Dow dropped 620 points today to close at 29,982. The Nasdaq fell 266 points. This is NPR. New research finds that marine heat waves are becoming more frequent and more intense. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that could have major implications for fisheries, forests, and wildlife.
The surface layer of the ocean, which can act as a buffer, shielding colder water below, is growing thinner. That's according to researchers from the University of Colorado. And they project that it's only going to get worse going forward. A thinner surface layer, combined with the effects of a warming climate because of human-released greenhouse gas emissions, will lead to more frequent and more intense marine heat wave events, the researchers say. Recent heat waves in the Pacific have caused major disruptions in aquatic ecosystems, starving birds and seals along the California coast. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Pharmaceutical maker Johnson & Johnson is reporting today its vaccine appears to protect against coronavirus with just one shot, but also does not appear to be as effective in dealing with a virus that causes COVID-19 as the two-shot vaccines currently in use. Results released today showing the single-shot vaccine was 66% effective overall at preventing moderate to severe illness and much more protective against the most serious symptoms. The vaccine did work better in the U.S., however, as compared to South Africa, where a mutated strain of the virus has taken hold. The company plans to apply for emergency use authorization in the U.S. and then abroad. The U.S. is currently distributing two vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. Crude oil futures prices slipped again today. West Texas Intermediate crude for March delivery down 14 cents a barrel to $52.20 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.